Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Rocker Dog Podcast, the only show in existence that talks to musicians about their dogs and the wonderful ways they enrich our lives. I'm your host, Tim Dill, coming to you under the constant surveillance of my bestest friend, Charlie the Golden Doodle. And today we are very happy to bring you our conversation with drummer Matt Ochoa of Dirty Heads, who will be kicking off their Slightly Dirty summer tour with Slightly Stupid on July 11th in the birthplace of rock and roll, Cleveland, Ohio. And this is Matt's priceless Rocker Dog.
All right, right now we are talking about Nala. She is a five-year-old terrier pit mix brindle, about 35 pounds. And yeah, she's a little, she's tough. She's tough on the exterior, but she's soft on the inside.
Now, did you get a DNA test?
I did. I did one of those DNA tests and came back with a mixture of like pit, terrier, boxer, some Chinese Sharpei, kind of a mix of different breeds. I was kind of surprised. So
yeah, I can't remember on your, I get most of my information from your social posts, and I think you might have hashtag them to be, Staffordshire Terrier, the Sharpei, which is very surprising.
The boxer, was minimal Sharpei, but it was still like something like 8% or something like that in there.
Right.
And it's funny because I can, now that she's getting a little, she's 5 years old, but I can start seeing like the wrinkles or like the extra kind of saggy skin on the neck. And I'm like, that's got to be some of the Sharpei, you know?
Funny.
Some of the behavior too. She's very territorial and very like, kind of like a guard dog, you know, but that comes with a lot of the other breeds that are in.
Yeah. What was the top breed? Was it Staffordshire Terrier?
The Staffordshire Terrier and Pitbull, American Pitbull.
All right. Cause it's funny. Cause at first glance I was like, oh, it must be some sort of cattle dog because of the tall ears.
But not at all, right? People have told us that too. They're like, that's what that reminds, she reminds me of that. And the ears, she's got those long ears, But she got some chow in her too.
So. Wow, that's so funny. Well, it's interesting too to see it come out, as she gets older.
Yeah. She's very, very protective and very loyal.
So what was the context of bringing her into your family?
So it was a time in my life where I was starting to settle down as a musician and kind of like really wanted to think about the future and like what I wanted. Did I want a family? Do I want to, I kind of wanted that relationship, that long-term relationship, that kind of like introduction into starting a family. And my girlfriend and I had been together for a year at the time and she had just moved in. And we had always talked about getting a dog. And it was probably late 2019 is where I kind of started going out to the rescues, the shelters, and just looking. We would go together sometimes, or I would go during the day when she was at work, and I would just go check it out and see. Like, I didn't really have an idea. I knew I wanted a smaller dog just because of at the time we lived in a smaller townhome, and it made more sense to have a smaller dog. And so I would just go to the shelters and just check it out. And I went to a local shelter in Costa Mesa. It's called Priceless Pets. Mm-hmm. And I would just pop in there every week or so. And I would see dogs and there are no kill shelter, by the way. And so I would see dogs and then I wouldn't see dogs there, like the ones I was seeing. I was like, oh, they got, they found a family and it was great. And I always thought, I want to rescue. That was our plan. That's what we wanted to do. And I went in there one day. It was just an off day. I just, texted my girlfriend. I was like, hey, I'm going to go in and I'm in Costa Mesa. I'm going to stop by the shelter. And I went in there and there was a new dog that had just got there that morning. And so Priceless Pets, they have their own Instagram and they post dogs and stuff like that. And they had just posted about Nala that morning. And I think I had gotten there a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes after they opened or something like that. There was already a few people kind of like there, like waiting to like see Nala. And I had some like, maybe they were like looking at another dog and somehow I had just like, oh, I saw Nala and she was just sitting there. Like all the other dogs were barking, going crazy. And she was just kind of sitting and looking and she was super tiny, had these big old pointy ears. And I would like to spend time with this dog. And there was another dog there too that I saw that I thought was cute. I wanted to spend time with that dog. And so they told me, they said, you can spend as much time as you want with Nala, but as soon as you are done, she goes to the next person to spend time with them. And I was like, oh, I was like, okay. They put you into another little room where you can play with the dog and see how you are with the dog. And she was just didn't want to like jump out or anything. She wanted to just kind of sniff around, and she was playing with the toy. And I was like, oh, she's awesome. And there was people waiting to like see her. And I was like, oh, I don't know. So I'm texting my girlfriend. I was like, I think there's a dog that I found. And she's cute, and I was asking questions about Nala, like how big is she going to get? And they didn't really have any information on her because she had just came in
Right.
that morning or the night before or something like that. I was like, okay. She was just had a awesome coloring and a good size. And, they were kind of saying, well, I don't think she's going to get too much bigger. She'll probably be about 30, 35 pounds. And I was like, that's perfect, And I think I spent like 2 or 3 hours with her. And then finally my girlfriend was like, I'm going to get off work early and I'm going to come meet her. And she came, and it was just like, I just knew. I was like, we're gonna take her home, There was one thing I wanted to see about to see if she got along with other dogs. And so they did like a little test, and like, well, we don't know, like she just came in, and Nala was still scared at that point. So she was very like docile and like it wasn't causing any issues. We put the other dog right next to her, and like they were fine. I was like, oh, this is great. So we took her home, and she was awesome. It was, and this was so I said like late 2019, we were looking in January 15th or something like that. So that was 2020, the beginning of 2020. And we all know what happened in 2020.
Yeah, that's immediately when I saw your social post that seemed to be around January 2020. And I just had a guest on recently that just happenstance that they got their dog pre-pandemic, but what a benefit it probably was to everyone involved, the timing.
And that's what it was too. And that's what we talk about now, what we talked about then. It was like, man, a blessing to get her like right before that, because that whole time we were just together and we had all that time to bond with Nala, and she was great for us, and I'm sure we were great for her at that time. And it was awesome. It was just like we would go out on walks. I mean, there'd be nobody out. Everybody would, you wouldn't see anyone. So I will say Nala does have an issue with other dogs and does not get along with other dogs. So like that time was fantastic for her. And like we didn't know because there were other dogs around. So like
How did you discover she has an issue with dogs?
it was, I would say it was probably the summer of 2020. We went over to a family member's house, and they had a dog, and the dog was not going to be, we kind of knew that she didn't like she would bark at other dogs, and she was like, I don't know, maybe we'll just keep her away from other dogs. So we had told the family member, hey, like Nala has a little bit of an issue with dogs, maybe not bring your dog. And they're like, oh, cool, fine. Somehow later in the day, the dog ended up coming and showing up and kind of surprised everyone and took Nala off guard. And it ended up being a pretty major dog fight that we had to like break up. But because of that incident, she went into like this super lethargic state afterwards. And like, come to find out, like, we took her to the doctor. Like, it turns out she was diagnosed with Addison's disease. And so, Addison's disease is like it's an adrenal gland disease to where your adrenal glands produce hormones for your body, like cortisol and another hormone that I can't really pronounce, but basically regulate your sodium and potassium levels. So she, because of her disease, she doesn't produce enough of this hormone. So the cortisol is kind of like the stress hormone. So when she gets into fights with other dogs, when she is worked out a lot, if she goes on super like a lot of activity or something like that, she can't really calm herself down and put her levels back. So she went into this like crisis mode after the dog fight, and she got super lethargic. And when dogs with this disease, when they get into that crisis mode, it could be life-threatening. So we immediately took her to the hospital after that and took her to a specialist. There's symptoms and signs, and these were signs of Addison's disease, but also could be other diseases too. But there's one specific test that they test for Addison's disease. So she took that test, and sure enough, she was positive for it and came back that that's what she has. And so we did a bunch of research, and we were scared for her. And it's, they get into those crisis modes, and like I said, it could be life-threatening. But basically the treatment is to go on a steroid and get two different steroids actually. One where she takes daily, she takes prednisone daily, and then she gets an injection every 28 days.
Okay.
And those help with her levels. And then we still take her to the specialist to make sure her levels are consistent, all of her potassium, her sodium. And so she gets yearly checkups now because it's been managed over, you know, the past 4 years. But in the beginning, it was definitely really scary.
It sounds crazy.
Yeah.
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah. And I mean, people have it, you know, but I didn't know. It's pretty uncommon for dogs and for her to get it, you know. I mean, that's kind of the thing when you get a rescue, you go that route, you don't know really what's going on with the dog or the medical background or, you know, we didn't know really what caused the Addison's disease. We looked it up and it could be trauma, you know. So Nala's five, we rescued her when she was one. So there's a whole year of like information we just didn't have about her, what she went through. It was an owner surrender at the shelter. Okay. And then she ended up going to Priceless Pets. And that's where we adopted her. So we don't know. So however it came about, she has Addison's disease. And you know, everything we've read, dogs can live a fantastic life as long as it's, you know, maintained and under control. And right now she's doing great. And we haven't had any incidents in the past year. But it was kind of like a few rough years when she got diagnosed with it, you know?
Yeah, I can imagine. Now, do you have to go out of your way to avoid other dogs or is, you know, for lack of a better term, for therapy, have you introduced dogs slowly or done pack walks or any sort of...
Yeah, so when we first adopted Nala in January, we had a trip planned to New Zealand already before we had adopted her, and that was in February. So as soon as we adopted her, I knew that I wanted to get her a proper training. You know, I wanted to spend time, you know, doing all this kind of stuff. So we did that immediately. And what we did is we did a board and train with her. And so while we were away on our trip, it was about 2 weeks, she was doing a board and train. We got back right before the shutdown, right before they closed everything. And so she came home. She was great. She knew all these commands, sit, stay, you know, she was crate trained. It was great. It was fantastic. But after, in the summertime, after she got diagnosed, and before that, we took her to doggy daycares to kind of like experiment and kind of, you know, and they would say, oh, she plays rough with other dogs. Like, she was okay with other dogs if we weren't around. If we were around, she was like, not okay with other dogs. I guess it could be that protective mode or that kind of thing. But sometimes it would be like, we would get her back from the doggy daycare and she was just exhausted. She was lethargic, you know, and something like that. That's weird. And so after she was diagnosed in the summertime is when we kind of limited the doggy daycares a little bit more, because there were incidents where she would like come back and she'd be in this lethargic state or she'd start vomiting. And it was like, well, what happened at doggy daycare? Well, she was just playing, or she maybe got into a scuffle with a dog, but it was like, you know, squashed immediately. And so we did learn that it's a fine line to walk with the doggy daycares and putting her in those situations where it could be stressful for her.
Yeah.
So at this point, my wife and I, we kind of just pulled everything back, which kind of sucks because she doesn't get the socialization that I think she needs and she would thrive on. But if we put her in those situations, it's potential risk of her going into a crisis state or, you know, because of the disease. So, and also the same thing with training, you know, like I know a lot of the training is like, we have to ourselves be trained, you know, and be consistent with the routines and things that she learns. And it's difficult for me touring and being gone. I feel like when I'm home, I can do an okay job at it. But when I'm gone, it's up to my wife. And we have a 2-year-old son now. So like Nala doesn't get as near as much attention as she used to as far as like constant like supervision. But we did find the training and all that is definitely stressful for her. So we pulled it back and kind of just chilling at home. We go on our walks and we do our thing, but we for the most part, stay away from dogs, you know, unless she gives us a sense that she's really excited to play with another dog and really is happy with another dog. But at this point, she's just like any dog she sees, stay away, you know.
Yeah. Has she been good around your son?
She's been great around my son. So when we first, before we even came home from the hospital, I had to go home to grab a bag of stuff while my wife was in the hospital, because it was kind of like a sudden thing. Oh, you're going into labor right now. So I ran home and grabbed the bag. I had some baby clothes. And so I took like a little hat and I brought it to the hospital. And then his little beanie that he was wearing. And when we came home before, you know, we brought him in, I brought in like the hat and she sniffed it and, you know, so she gets the scent and all that kind of stuff.
Yep.
But she, I mean, that was one thing we were worried about. Like, how is she going to be around an infant? How is she going to be? And he's been awesome. She, you know, it's like a brother and sister vibe. Like, especially now, my son's two now. And so like, they steal each other's toys and they play tug of war and like, you know, it's great. And that's what Nala did for us. You know, like when we first adopted her, she was the introduction to starting a family.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like some people might say, oh, it's like having to get like training wheels for a kid. But in a sense for us, it really was. It was that first step in like, okay, how do we take care of something that's helpless? They can't take care of themselves. You know, like we need to nurture this animal and feed them and be responsible and take them out. And like, that was our, for my girlfriend at the time, my wife now, that was our first introduction to that. So.
Right. But and you had a dog previously, you had a Gunner back in.
Yeah. So Gunner, that was kind of like my roommate's dog. And I never really, like when I was growing up, my family, they had dogs, but it was never really my dog. And I was irresponsible. I was young. So this was the first time where I was like, this is my dog, you know?
Right.
But yes, Gunner was my roommate's dog and I love that dog, but we were pals, you know, friends.
Right.
But this is like, Nala's like my daughter dog, you know?
Yeah. It's funny. Cause I was going to ask, just by everything you've said so far, but one of my questions, and I often ask if the dog is on brand to like the band, and I would lump your band in with like the SoCal laid back vibe. I wouldn't say Nala's quite on brand just yet.
No, she's not. She's definitely, not just like whatever goes, like I'm just going to chill around the neighborhood. I mean, it's funny. It's cause our neighbors, they have a lab and, their dog is just totally Southern California, just running around all the neighborhood. They're just like, let her dog go. Just hanging out off leash everywhere. And, Nala's not that. She's got on leash every time we leave the house and it's like, ear to the car. Okay. You know, we do our walks and back inside, you know, and it's funny because, man, I would love to take Nala on the road or do something like that.
Yeah.
But she's not the dog for that, you know?
Yeah. Well, I see that a lot in that, you know, the reggae ska community, you know, Sublime did it 30 years ago. You know, Stick Figure more recently with Coco and who's the new dog's Molly. I think it's one of your buddies, Yassad Williams of Pepper.
Yeah.
He was one of my early guests on the show. You know, he's got Jerry Garcia and unfortunately I think Mishka just passed away about a month ago.
Unfortunately. But
what about your bandmates? I noticed on your Veeps video, kind of behind the scenes during your lockdown. I think almost everyone has a dog. Most of your members have dogs.
Yeah. Most of our guys do have dogs. Duddy, he's one of the main singers. He's a dog lover. He loves dogs. Ever since I've known him, he's had a dog. And this is something we've actually talked about recently, is that, you know, next year or like sometime in the very near future, he's getting another dog and he wants to get a dog to travel with.
Right.
Because so our manager, Cheese, he has a dog. He's probably had this dog for 5-6 years, but she's a little pity mix, like small, like Nala, like 30 pounds. Beautiful dog, great dog. Like he got her when she was a pup and immediately started traveling with her everywhere he went. And, you know, he's been on the road with us. He's toured, he travels all the time. He goes back and forth from here in Nashville, and Stevie is his dog's name, Stevie Nicks. So Stevie travels everywhere with him, and she's the best. Like when Cheese comes out on tour and sees us and visits and rides on the bus, you bring Stevie with her. And it's just so awesome to see Stevie. Everybody loves Stevie. She gets along with other dogs. She has met Nala. Nala and her don't get along, but that's kind of Nala's fault.
Right. Yeah.
Stevie's awesome. So like having a dog on the road in the future is something I'm super excited for. So I hope that happens.
I mean, I totally get that. And I ask this question all the time, but it's like studio dogs, dogs that go on tour, rehearsal. What is it about the dog that really just makes things better?
I mean, I would say for me, seeing a dog on the road, it reminds me of home.
Okay.
You know, because
yeah,
that's
a piece of home.
Yeah. And that's where my dog is. And yeah, it just reminds you of that. I don't know. It's something about just having an animal around like that. It's just like, you just see it and you're just like, oh, cute dog. Yeah. There, I can't remember a company, but there's a thing to where our tour manager has done this before where they arrange. I don't know if you've heard about this, but they have dogs that come out to shows and you can have the dogs there like for the day for the musicians. And like, you just kind of have them in an area and they just hang out and you go and you see the dogs. And like, that's a thing that you can do on the road. And I think it's awesome. We did that.
I keep meaning to, I'm trying to do that where I'm at, still without any success. But that said, it's still only been a couple of phone calls. And I know some of the artists I talked to, I mean, the show's already 90 episodes deep. So whenever an artist comes through town, they're the first ones I go to be like, can I bring a dog? You know, because I volunteer at the shelter, and I would love just to bring four or five dogs, even if it's just for social media, like just get exposure, you know, let these dogs be seen.
We would love that. I hope that you hit me up when we come to Charlotte.
I will definitely.
Yeah.
Well, I wind up every show with what I call the Zoomies. That's five fast, frivolous questions. The first one is my favorite, but it's, do you kiss your dogs on the mouth?
I don't kiss my dog on the mouth, no. But she definitely has free rein to lick me. She loves licking my ears.
Ears? Really? How funny.
Yeah, she just goes for my ear. She just licks my ear. Pretty much this side of my face.
All right. Yeah. That's a 50-50 answer, most likely. Some people go for it, some people don't.
My son will just go open mouth. I'll say, give Nala a kiss, and he'll go open mouth to her, and she'll just clean it out on the inside of his mouth. It's like, okay, there we go. We're building up that immune system.
Yes, yes, I like that. Question two is, does Nala have a theme song? Is there any song that you attach to her that you either hear or sing, or if she was walking up to the plate, what would her music be?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. I'd have to pick like some sort of metal song or something. Super fast punk song, I don't know. Okay. She just has, when anybody, we have this big window in our living room, and you can see anybody who walks past our house, and it's just like her ears go up immediately, and she gets up on the window frame, and just anyone, she's just so focused, and she's like a security guard. She's our security for our house.
Yeah.
You know, and that's kind of like what you want for your dog, but she's pretty intimidating. She's pretty scary. I know she's only 35 pounds, but I'm pretty sure anybody would be terrified if they came to her door.
Yeah. I mean, that must be an asset when you're on the road.
Oh yeah.
You know, your family's in good hands.
Yeah. Yeah. It does get, my wife does get a little overwhelmed sometimes just because she can be a lot with just scratching the window and anybody who comes by. And, but you know, she's there to protect us.
So yeah.
We love her for that.
Good dog. Now, I know Nala doesn't tour with you, but hypothetically, if she did, what would she want on the tour rider?
Oh my gosh. She would want cooked salmon. I say cooked salmon because recently she jumped on the counter and ate two raw salmon fillets, which is kind of scary because immediately, obviously, I'm going to look like, is this okay? Like, I don't know how many times you've Googled, but I've Googled, can my dog eat this? Like,
yeah,
I don't know, 1,000 times. And it was pretty sketchy. Like, it was kind of half that. Like, oh, it's fine. Salmon's fine. But raw salmon. And I kept seeing, like, oh, if your dog eats this, there could be parasites in it and all this kind of stuff.
Right,
so immediately, I had to take her to the vet. She's fine, but it definitely scared me. But she definitely has a taste for salmon. I will say that.
Okay. Question four is, do you have a dog voice? Do you speak in a voice that would embarrass you in front of other people?
No, I don't. I don't have a dog voice. I don't do that with my child or anything. I don't know. It's just not me to do the high squeaky little guy. Yeah.
And you don't give Nala a voice. Like, you don't imitate what she would sound like if she had a voice.
No, I don't know. Okay. Maybe I should start doing that.
I was going to say, you're missing out on all the fun of having a dog.
I know.
Last but not least, you mentioned a great organization, but I always ask if there's an organization or service that you'd like to give a shout out to.
Yeah, Priceless Pets was where we adopted her, and they're great. They're a no-kill shelter, and they've just been awesome. They're close to us, and my wife has even done volunteer work for them and stuff like that. And
great.
And yeah, Priceless great. Pets.
Now back Priceless to the okay, back to the story when you were first visiting Nala to take her home. Did you monopolize the time so that no one else could have any visiting time with her?
Oh, 100%.
I love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, I definitely, I saw there were people there and I just kept looking out the window. I'm like, no, I'm going to hang out. And I was like, can I take her for a walk? Sure, you can take her for a walk. I'm going to take her in the back, throw a ball. Yeah, okay. I'm going to take her for a walk again. And just basically I was waiting for Arlene, my wife, to get off work so she can come see Nala, meet Nala, and then we'll just take her home.
I love it.
I was not letting anybody else get the chance. I'm glad. I love it.
Well, I want to ask what the band's up to for the summer. I know you got a tour scheduled.
Yeah.
What's in store?
Oh, yeah. This summer we have, I want to say it's probably 8 weeks, 9 weeks summer run. We're going out with Slightly Stupid, Common Kings, and The Elevators. It's going to be a big amphitheater tour. It's dubbed the Slightly Dirty Summer Tour.
Awesome.
So you can get tickets on dirtyheads.com. And I'm hoping, I haven't checked actually the official dates, but I'm pretty sure we might be going near Charlotte. So hopefully I'll be seeing you this summer.
Yeah, I'll keep an eye out. I think you're hitting Raleigh. I think you're going around me. I think you're going to Raleigh and...
Raleigh, yes.
Maybe Greensboro. But hey, if I'm not busy that week, I can always take the trek.
Yeah, yeah. And bring some puppies with you.
I'd be more than happy to.
Yeah.
Well, Matt, thanks for coming on the show. I love hearing
the
stories about your artist dogs, and you didn't disappoint, so thank you.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.